Time now for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday around 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show, presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And we've got Gene Boldick here in the studio, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler on WCHL, to help us out with Kids Q today. Gene, how are you?
I'm better. You know, I was kind of coughing and carrying on last week. It would not have made good radio, I assure you. But, you know, everybody's had this crud that's going around.
Yes.
And a lot of people have had a cough that's gone on and on for weeks. And
yes,
they're like, you know, their cough is starting to get mail at the house. It's just hanging around so long. So I appear to have had only a touch of that. Now, I've opened my big mouth now, but...
Well, no, you've still got immunity because you were just sick, so...
That's right.
Yeah.
So you can't get me now.
You can't. You've got that period of immunity in which you can't get sick.
No, I'm getting over it now, so I can't get that now.
Right, so, exactly.
So, it's better. It's better.
That's
but it
good.
Does it does kind of take every drop of energy that you have, along mm-hmm. with your voice. You know, if I had been on, if your show was on at 7 in the morning, I should have come on Ron's show just so I could record that great voice that I had in the morning. It was like, way down there.
Everything is fine.
That's right.
I feel great.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, thanks.
You still got it.
I worked on that all week.
Are you ready for Kids Q?
Yes, totally.
All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. If you could not use electronics or electricity for 24 hours... Some of us have been through this before. What would you do to pass the time?
I would figure out how to invent electronics or electricity. It would not take me long.
Yeah.
I have some hints about how to do that. What would I do? Well,
No. Go back. You have some hints about how to create electricity?
I do.
Okay.
I mean, I sort of know how it turns out. I remember...
Dude, school first, science project
okay, so
it
first
with
I would have to make
wires.
A kite.
Okay,
and then I have to
okay.
go find a thunderstorm somewhere and take a key.
So you American colonist science project did. I get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
What would I do? Well, you know, as a writer, I guess I'm sort of almost obligated to say I would read as many books as I could get my hands on before the daylight went away.
Right. I would think so. Or since you're a writer, skip the reading step and just write.
Like, yeah.
One
so
of the things that
when I didn't have enough light to read by, then I would just start writing by feel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's called automatic writing, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. It's true.
But I think I spent a summer in Colorado when I was in college, and I was working for a professor, and it was in this very rustic shack that was outside of. It was just outside of Vail in the middle of the Rockies. It was beautiful country, but it was a mile south of
right.
where the power line
right.
stopped. So we had a generator that powered all of the many laptops and computers and Xerox machines and fax machines and copiers and everything else in the house. It was a very high-tech, rustic shack, but but there were times when we were without electricity. And during those times, yeah, you read, you wrote, you... talked with each other, but mostly you read and you wrote.
Yes, I've heard of that. Yeah, and you know, when we have our grandson with us, by mutual agreement with his parents, who are geniuses, we have a no screens rule.
That's
because
good.
If you hand a child who's a year old or around that age, a cell phone or an iPad or anything, or turn on the TV, then that's it.
Yeah,
that's done.
They're distracted immediately.
Bang. They're
I'm
just
the same
right.
way.
And I am that way
yeah.
myself. So it's not only distracting, but it also does things in your brain. It turns off certain activities in the brain that facilitate learning. So, you know, so by mutual agreement, we are in a no electronics zone. I mean, there are electronics. We have a refrigerator.
Yes.
We have, you know, telephones that will work. But generally, in terms of parking yourself in front of something that has lights and screens and bells and whistles
yeah.
like that, it's all off.
Yeah. When we go to restaurants, and fortunately Brad is forgiving of this, if there is a TV on, it does not matter what is on that
I know,
TV.
Right?
Like the Sotheby's auction channel. It doesn't matter.
I know.
My eye just gets distracted by it. But I think it's a really telling thing about we'll say you and me, but I think this is a societal thing as well, that when we think of, oh, you can't use electronics or electricity, the first thing we immediately think of is not the refrigerator or the stove or the air conditioning or the heat. It's the TV and the computer and the smartphone. Like,
that's where we rely on.
You got
to think of things that you need to, you know, I mean, we've been through enough power failures, too, that we're like, wait a minute. In this hypothetical, I have a refrigerator, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, how bad is it, right? So, I mean, doesn't count. We're not counting that, right? No.
If you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, and see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Youth Works on Main, works with an X, and use the hashtag KidsQ.